When Langford couple Sarah and Jerry Kramer celebrate their 29th wedding anniversary, it will be an emotional and poignant day for them both, in more ways than one. Just over 1 week before their March 26th anniversary, Sarah was diagnosed with glioblastoma, an aggressive form of brain cancer. Partner Jerry says it is very unlikely that Sarah will live past April. "It's pretty brutal," she said. But the couple is not alone. In an overwhelming show of support, the Greater Victoria community and beyond have donated over $92,000 to allow them both to focus on cherishing each moment they have left. "Donating to me will hopefully allow me to be able to spend as much time as possible with her, helping her live out her final days with grace and dignity," said Jerry in an emotional post on her GoFundMe page. The response has been overwhelming for Jerry, with nearly $90,000 donated in less than 24 hours. As of Thursday afternoon, March 17, the amount pledged to the couple stood at $92,988, with the total climbing by the minute. The money will also allow Jerry, who is recovering from recent surgery, to take a step back from her business Tattoo Zoo, downtown Victoria's oldest ink parlor, which she co-owns with Sarah. "It feels amazing, like I have no words," she said. "It's so far beyond my expectations. It's bonkers that people have pulled together like that for us. It's really so wonderful to see so much love." Sarah, too, feels blessed by the wave of support, says Jerry, but true to form, the internationally known vegan cookbook author is reluctant to focus on herself. Instead, she is more concerned about helping others. "She's so sweet. The thing that she's worried about the most is how I'm going to be after she's gone and how I'm going to handle it," said Jerry. "She is a ray of sunshine. It's cheesy, but she brings up the room." "Sarah is very much an amazing support person, always cheerleading behind me, cheerleading behind her friends," she adds. "Putting others first and sharing her vulnerability is something that Sarah has strived to do throughout her life," Jerry says. "Her cookbooks are filled with personal stories, which has helped Sarah to connect and engage with her readers. And when she was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2012, Sarah shared her experience online, going on to volunteer for a local support program after she recovered." The couple have also shared their relationship with the public as means to help others, creating their own podcast in 2021 when Jerry came out as a trans woman. "With the podcast, it was a sort of just saying, like, look at our guts," said Jerry, who describes sharing their experiences as a coping mechanism for the two of them. "The only thing that makes sense is to be vulnerable to all of these people that we've always been vulnerable with, which in turn helps others, just to show that it's okay to ask for help, it's okay to lean on people when you need to." Currently, Sarah is in hospital, but Jerry is hopeful she can bust her out in the next couple of days and reunite her with their 4-pound Chihuahua Walter back at home. There, the two of them will start to think about what they want to do with their time in the weeks ahead. "I think once that happens, when she's home and she's got her dog in her lap, I think then we can start seeing what kind of plan we can have," she said. Sarah's return home will also bring welcome relief for the third member of their household. "Walter is stressed as hell right now without Sarah," said Jerry. To make a donation, visit the couple's GoFundMe page, www.gofundme.com/f/sarah-kramers-end-of-life.